The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producers and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. I hope everybody had a good weekend and everything. I am so excited to be back here in this podcast studio along with Craig Hart, who was the assistant over here. I'm so happy to be back in the studio. We haven't been here since early 2020, so we're back here and we're all good to go in this old studio. Today I have another guest on my show. Well, actually, before we get started, this is my recorder, Ron, right here. So I have another guest on my show. She is the mobility instructor for the Rapid. So let's welcome Sarah Green to the show. Good afternoon, Sarah. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Joe. I am very grateful to be here. I just wanted to correct. I am a travel trainer. I'm not an orientation mobility specialist.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay.
All right. You're a travel trainer. It's good to see you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome, because I think we go all the way back from straight to, I think, Mayfield or Perry KVO, but in all your 23 years, I mean,
absolutely.
I think we go back.
I believe so, and I appreciate you very much having me on your show.
Hey, how does it feel?
It feels good.
Well, thank you very much.
It's nice to be out.
It sure does feel good to be to be outside, you know? And it also feels good to be back here in the studio. All right, first question coming at you, Sarah. What exactly does your job at the Rapid entail?
I am a travel trainer, which means that I and another travel trainer that works with me show individuals who might have disabilities or be seniors or have limited English proficiency how to take the regular fixed route bus. That's the buses, the large buses, the city buses, as they're also called.
And the GO buses too, correct?
I do not show
people
how to take GO bus. Yep, so there are two different services. There's the fixed route, which is what I'm going to refer to as the large city buses that go up and down on a route. And that's what the travel trainer is there for, to show someone how to use the regular fixed route bus. Then the other is called paratransit, and that is our GO bus service. And that is a door-to-door service for individuals who qualify. I'm also the ADA coordinator, which means we help stay in compliance with the guidelines under the Americans with Disabilities Act for the transit agency.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, because speaking of that GO bus door-to-door service, I mean, I've qualified for it and I use it. So how's that going? Pretty good?
GO bus goes in the Six City area where the regular fixed route goes, and that is door-to-door service.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so how do you teach people on how to use the city bus?
What we do is we go to the individual's house and we bring them bus fare. Currently, we're using a wave card, which I'm holding up in my hand. It has an individual's picture on the back. And anyone with a disability who applies for a wave card can get one. They can get their photo on the back. And that's something the travel trainer, Carrie and I, are doing right now, is helping people switch over to these loadable, tappable wave cards. And that's something new. And so we bring them a wave card that has loaded fare on it, show them how to walk to the bus stop, how to use the best, safest crossing path of travel to get to the bus stop, take it to the destination of their choice, whether it's work or leisure. Then we come back for them when they're done with their appointment and show them the bus home.
Or take it to a gym, too.
To a
workout gym.
Absolutely. I've showed people to the barbershop, the gym, anywhere that you'd like to go.
All righty. Well, another question that's coming right at you. When did you get into doing this work at the Rapid?
I began in 1998, so 23 years ago. I was a parapro at a adult special programs, which was Grand Rapids Public Schools. And then we got a grant from the state to start a travel training program, and it was a cooperation. Hope Network was involved at that time. I left the schools to go be the point person at Hope Network, and then moved into the service, or moved into the Rapid in 1998. So it was a grant-funded project that passed through the Rapid that also involved the schools, and it involved Hope at that time. Then in 1998, as the grant was running out, the Rapid saw the benefits to people with disabilities and decided to hire me as a full-time position in the Rapid. I also do sensitivity training with the regular fixed route bus operators as well.
Yep.
And do outreach, including with Disability Advocates of Kent County and the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired and Seniors.
I was getting ready to mention the visually impaired for the blind.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice of them to hire you.
It was where I wanted to be and where I feel like I fit.
Fit in with the Rapid, correct?
Yes, with transit. It's a passion of mine. Yeah. Accessibility for people with disabilities.
Yeah. So what made you want to pursue this opportunity?
I thought I could be of service to the Rapid, as I know and have family members with disabilities, and have been involved in the community of people with disabilities my whole life. So I think having that connection was very helpful to the transit agency.
Yeah, because when you first mentioned that you started back in 1998, that's a long time now.
I know. I'm working on second generation people now, people that I worked with their families, so. Interesting.
Even with the visually impaired, too.
I actually, if someone has had orientation and mobility and feels comfortable working with a travel trainer, I will do that. But typically, the folks that we work with are transition age, high school age students, or seniors as the people are starting to get back out. People with mental illness, people with intellectual disabilities, people who use a mobility device. Those are primarily the people that we work with. Some people with low vision have worked with us as well.
Cool. Yeah, because people with cognitive disabilities too?
Yes, intellectual disabilities or cognitive disabilities.
Gotcha.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh. All right, another question coming at you. Oh, here we go. So why is it important for people with disabilities to understand how to ride the Rapid?
The safety and security of the Rapid and the ability to go where they would like to go without having to call ahead, which is something that currently the GoBus has got a call ahead system. Mm-hmm. If you decide it's a nice day, I'm going to hop a bus and go downtown and go out to lunch with a friend, you can do that. Just having the freedom and the ability to travel where and when one wants independently everybody wins. You can have all the services in the world, but if people can't get to them, it's not helpful. So if you're able to get where you need to go, it gives you a lot of freedom.
Yeah, it does give you the freedom to go to either the grocery store or Family Fair, for an example.
Mm-hmm.
Because I take the GoBus to Family Fair, but
yeah.
Or you know what, you can either take or you can go to a concert or or you can go to a festival.
Absolutely. Yeah. Individuals who are GoBus or ADA eligible ride the regular fixed route bus at no charge. And that's a card that one of us could help you get. You have to have your photo on the back. I'm showing the card now.
All right.
The photos on the back and on the front, instead of saying reduced fare as a person with a disability, it says ADA, and you tap that card and you board. A lot of individuals, especially if you perhaps use a mobility device, can't use the bus, the regular fixed route bus, in January when there's a foot of snow. But they can, on a day like today, get access the bus stop and maybe take one or two trips on the regular fixed route bus. Perhaps you could take your fixed route bus to Family Fair or Myers or whatever grocery store and then take the GO bus on the way home. That saves you the cost of the GO bus being $3.50 each way. And it also gives you the opportunity to go, you know, save that half of that fare by taking the regular fixed route for one leg of your trip. So you can mix and match your mobility options, because the goal is to connect people to service and to stay, to give you as many options in your tool chest as you can. GO bus could be one tool, fixed route could be the other.
Or a city bus could be the other, too.
City buses being fixed route, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people with wheelchairs, I mean, when there's like a foot of, well, SNLW, I didn't want to say it, but there's like, and because it is hard for
it
some
is.
People with wheelchairs.
Like, or if you have a busy street crossing, if you're a person who doesn't want to cross 28th Street, we need that option of ADA paratransit service. It's a process. It's a 10-page application form to become GOBUS eligible, and a professional verification has to be submitted. All of this is online at www.ridetherapid.org under GOBUS Special Services, and there's an application form and a professional verification form. When both of those are received by the Rapid, we send them out to our paratransit evaluator, and they come back and may ask for an interview or an in-person assessment. So it's a process, and once you become GOBUS eligible, that's when you can begin to use it, but it's a process.
Right. It takes a while, but you know, you'll get used to it the more comfortable you become riding the GO bus or the city bus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Whatever, you know,
and we
options.
Currently serve the 6-city area, which is Kentwood, Grand Rapids East, Grand Rapids, Walker, and Granville.
Yeah,
we
Granville,
have some
too.
Service in Cascade at this time. They decided to buy into the service as well. So there's parts of Cascade that have both fixed route and GO bus. Those two things are connected in that wherever the fixed route city bus goes, that's where GO bus goes, and 3/4 of a mile beyond that. We're obligated under law, wherever we run the city bus or fixed route bus, we have to have GO bus as an option for those individuals who some or all of the time can't access fixed route bus, city bus.
Right. And like you said, 3 miles, too. It can only go
3/4 of a mile.
3/4 of a mile that far. It can't go anywhere else.
We can't
farther.
Go out of our service
no.
area, because the 6 cities are the cities that pay for service.
Right. All right, another question coming right at you, Sarah. Here we go. So what kind of options are available for people with disabilities to riding just the bus?
All of our buses are 100% accessible and have been. We are the most accessible transit system in the state. We have Braille on our platforms and most of our bus stops. We have detectable warning on our central station, detectable warning on the ground for canes. All of our buses have a place for 2 people with mobility devices to board, and the driver would secure them. Our buses are low floor. These are the city buses, and they have a ramp that flips out. We have the first bus rapid transit system called the Silver Line in the state. Again, those stops are all accessible. The Rapid invested some years ago close to $1 million to put cement pads at every bus stop that is currently in service. And so individuals with disabilities can roll their mobility device onto the cement pad and then directly onto the bus. Their curb height, there are no steps.
Yeah, because getting a mobility device like a wheelchair up the stairs, it's not an easy task.
And it's not a lift. It's more of just a flip-out ramp, easily done. And then we have a securement system that's very, very good.
Yeah, because when that ramp goes up, you just hear a beep, 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 and it's like going up and up.
Yeah. So the accessibility of our central station was ensured by working with an orientation mobility specialist from the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired and our occupational therapists at Disability Advocates of Kent County, who we have a very close working relationship with.
Well, it sounds like you have a very close relationship with Disability Advocates.
Absolutely.
Because... All righty, and another question coming right at you, Sarah. So how do people with disabilities get tickets to ride the regular bus?
The regular fixed route is switching to the wave card system. If anyone has questions, they can reach out to me at the Rapid, and that I would give you the email address of traveltraining@ridetherapid.org. If you have an old card that you need to switch over to the wave card, you can do that. These are loadable at Central Station. We're making vending machines down at Central Station and other places that they will be able to load money on. It's like a debit card for the bus. So basically, you tap and board. If you're an ADA eligible person, you don't have to load money. If you're a person with a disability and it just has reduced fare, you do tap and it takes off 85 cents. We no longer have transfers on the bus, and we still allow cash payment for individuals to use in the fare box, but this is a much easier route to go. They can also be loaded at Walgreens and Speedway gas stations. So if somebody's out in Wyoming and there's a Speedway gas station that they live near, they can just take this wave card in and ask them to load whatever amount of money they'd like onto their card.
Right, so they'll just you'll just give it to them first and then they will load the amount.
I'll help individuals get a wave card if they're not, if they don't currently have one. If they're a person with a disability, they can load their 85 cents and it gives you the opportunity to take a bus down and back within a 60-minute time frame. And also you could board another bus just tapping and it wouldn't charge you again. Oh. The most that the individual would pay for a day of travel on the bus would be $2.25.
Well, that's pretty cool because that's kind of like the go-go grandparent option that I would use sometimes. I would give them
they
a
have
call
a debit card that you use.
They have an Uber card, the Uber cards that I would use.
Okay. And Uber and Lyft are other options that are available to people. There's also the scooters and electric bikes, but that's in a downtown area.
Right, that is in a downtown area because I heard about that lately.
Yeah, and sometimes they kind of get in the way of the sidewalk, but they're out there, and we have to be aware they're there, and those are mobility options.
Oh, maybe we could probably have you riding on an electric scooter.
I haven't done it yet.
No?
Yeah. not quite
It'll be fun, though.
Not quite ready. Thank you.
Hey, you are very welcome, Sarah. All right, and the last and we're going to get personal here on this question. When you're not at the Rapid, what do you do to relax?
I walk my dog. That is my favorite thing to do. I live in a Heritage Hill neighborhood, and I can be seen walking my dog. That's my joy. I love to be in an accessible neighborhood that has sidewalks. I previously had lived in Plainfield Township, and there were no sidewalks where I lived. So the opportunity to move in my community is really important to me, especially as I'm aging. That option to have a sidewalk, have a safe place to walk, have audible pedestrian signals, those kinds of things in my community. And for a time, I didn't have a car. It was a nice option to have that I could walk or I could take a bus and get places that I'd need to be without a car.
Wow. Well, when you connect with the community, you make new friends.
Absolutely.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have just a mixed breed little red dog. He kind of looks like the emoji that's on my Apple iPhone. He's just a little mutt.
Wow. All right. And then the last question that I have for you.
Okay.
And then what do you want people to know about riding the Rapid?
I want people to know that it's safe. During the pandemic, our ridership dropped on both Go Bus and Fixed Route about 65%. But it's starting to come back. Many people are taking the option of a vaccine, and more people are getting out, especially seniors. The senior centers are starting to sneak back open a little bit, and we're happy to see that. We're happy to see our people out mobile in the community. But we have an antimicrobial spray that we're spraying on our buses. They look like Ghostbusters, actually. They get on the bus, and they have this backpack, and they spray every time the bus gets down to Central Station or at the end of its run, and they spray and make sure that it is all sprayed and clean. Our buses are, and Go Bus and Fixed Route are both still requiring masks. It's a transportation TSA federal mandate that currently our buses, you have to wear a mask to use the bus. Oh. So.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for being on my show today.
Thank you.
Before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe say or add to the conversation?
We have a study that we've been putting out for the last 2 years. We've been doing public outreach. It's analysis and public outreach. We got something called Mobility for All. Mm-hmm. That's also on our website. It's at rapidmobilityforall.com. And what we're trying to do is enhance the service that we have and serve areas that may not have been served as well. More direct service to Rivertown Crossing, Ivanrest, Gazan Parkway, those areas that maybe had new job development since we last made where our routes went. We also are having 15-minute all-day service on many of our most popular routes, including Route 2 and Route 4, the busiest routes. We'll have 15-minute service all day, which really makes it nice because you don't need a schedule. Pretty much if you walk out, a bus is coming within 15 minutes. So that's called Mobility for All. So what it means is in August, we're going to have some changes to our bus routes, improvements, and maybe little tweaks here and there to it. So you can see all of this online at our mobilityforall.com. So hopefully we're going to do more without increasing any millage and make things more accessible for the community at large. We're looking at perhaps like a Lyft or an Uber type option in Walker and out near the airport. So there will be like an on-demand vehicle out there in those areas that are not as well served by Fixed Route.
That's pretty cool. It's also interesting, too. I'll have to check that website out.
That will be in January that we have the on-demand service. But the regular, the other options are coming in August. And we'll have more public outreach. We also have a Wave card, a customer appreciation. 10 days, you tap your Wave card from July 20th. Let me make sure I have this right. I better look. It's a customer appreciation day. And from June 20th to June 30th, any rider with a Wave card will ride for free. So you would never have to load money on it. You just tap your Wave card and it would be a free, it's a customer appreciation event from June 20th to Wednesday the 30th. And if anyone needs help getting a Wave card, they can look online for regular adult fare, or if they need a picture for a person with a disability, they can contact me at the Rapid.
Oh, well, if it's a Wave card, then I guess it just waves in the air, doesn't it?
It does. It wraps and you just pass it by a reader and you're off, good to go.
Alrighty.
That's only for Fixed Route City Bus.
Cool. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think that's it.
All right. Thank you
for having me.
You're welcome. Well, that wraps up today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting Old Abilities. If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and comment down below, and leave a rating, and also write a review. You can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page, powered by WKTV, and you can also find my show on Spotify, and you can also find it on Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher, and you can also find it on anchor.fm, which is powered by WKTV Studios too. And my show airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. on WKTV channels Comcast 25 and AT&T 99. I will see you all next week Monday. And before I go, this is my joke for the day. Why didn't the blueberry participate in the NFL draft? It didn't want to be picked. So I will see you all next week, Monday. So please take care of yourself and each other. And until next time, hasta la vista and adios. And until next time, peace.